So happy to be here with you today. And although I was asked not to say many words, I'm going to say a few. Is that okay? Because I think it's amazing how it relates to this teaching, what I selected. First, want to say a few words that are very personal. When Tarana asked me, I picked this date. And I picked this date because this is my father's birthday. And he passed 14 years ago. And I mention that because I know he lives on. My sister's also here, through our DNA. And then it reminded me of being at a Federation gathering years ago. Quite sure it could have been Virginia or California. And Pierre Chaptacon said, I'd like to go around the room and I'd like to ask you, what is your relationship to Hazrat Anayat Khan? And I right away answered, he's in my DNA. He's in my DNA, I feel that. I'm sure there are those of you that know that and feel that too. So while my dad, who passed away but is still with us, is in my physical DNA, Murshid is in my spiritual DNA. And I feel so connected to him in that way. So I've picked just a couple sentences and you'll see how pertinent these are. So happy, thank you God for everything. These were words that Murshid spoke to his students on July 7th, 1925. It's just three sentences. And he says this, my blessed murids, my blessed murids. The relationship between Murshid and murid is so subtle and so delicate that only a few persons can understand. For the one who does not know it, it is nothing. But for the one who knows it, it is everything. The light of the stars and planets which we see is in accordance with the light that they respond to. And since the relationship between the murshid and the murid is connected with light, the nature of this relation is also similar to that of the stars and planets. The conditions of this path is to strive to be nothing. And the outcome of that is by being nothing, we become everything. And so it's my hope, these beautiful words that you all have read today and the inner meaning, not just the outer meaning that we heard, but that inner meaning. May that and this quote of Murshid sort of reminding us that we are like the stars and planets reflecting his light. If we can maybe forget our individualism and merge into this light of oneness as we sing this zikr of Murshid's. And as I've said before, I'm not a musician and I don't think I sing that well, so it's okay to mute me. Just sing really loud on your side. Give me a minute because I'd like to share my screen with you.
Love.
love.